Mitch in Texas, you've got the money pit. What can we do for you today?
Well, I live in Texas. I'm in a house that I've been in it for about 8 years or 9 years. Over time, the electrical line that comes to the house is connected to a fascia board, and from there it goes into the meter. And over time, the weight of the electrical line with the hurricanes we've had through here and stuff like that is slowly pulling the fascia board away from the house, and it's pulling it off. And I'm worried that before long it'll become disconnected, and then I've got a serious problem with an electrical line just flying down into the yard. My question is, A, what are the different, obviously, what would I need to do to repair this, and is it the phone company's responsibility since it's on their side of the meter to fix it, or is it mine?
You know, that's a very natural question, and the answer is, unfortunately, it is your responsibility. We generally think of the meter as being the point of responsibility between the electric company and the homeowner, but it's actually not the meter, it's the splice. And all of the hardware and all of the work that it goes to attaching that line to your house, whether it's a mast, whether it's any other type of connection, is something that you have to take care of and you have to maintain. We get this question a lot when it comes to the condition of the service entry cable. Again, people think that once it goes to the meter, it's on the electric company's side of it. It's not. You are responsible for the condition of that wire up to the splice, including the hardware that it takes to attach it to your house, Mitch. So what does it take to fix it? It's definitely not a do-it-yourself job. It's a big project. It's a potentially dangerous project and one that I would only trust in the hands of a competent electrician.
Okay, so I don't need to worry about trying to coordinate with the electric company to cut power or something.
No, the electricians are used to that. They do that all the time. If it's necessary to cut the power, they will do that. If the utility company has to come in and help stretch the wire, they will coordinate all that. It's definitely well above and beyond the scope of what any homeowner should be doing. Should only be left to a licensed electrician.
All right. Well, thank you for your advice.
You're welcome, Mitch. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.